Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. We'll get to picks against the spread and back page with Bo in just one moment. A little bit of news happening just as we went to break there, Randy. I wouldn't call it a huge surprise, but the Commanders, who the Falcons are hosting on Sunday, no Jaden Daniels. He has been ruled out. No Terry McLaurin. He has been ruled out. John Bates and Noah Brown ruled out as well. So, to an extent, the Falcons catching them at the right time doesn't mean you're penciling in a win necessarily. And no. So, you still got to go do your job. Marcus Mariota, how many times we have to go through what happened last year at various times and game balls and all this nonsense. Marcus Mariota is going to be leading the Commanders onto the field on Sunday, and the Falcons' defense and the offense as well has to handle business.
That's all. You got there to take care of your business. But you can ask for a better scenario than what the Falcons have right now, facing a team without their starting quarterback and their number one receiver, top running back, a little banged up also. So, yeah, the Falcons, all the advantages are in their favor, that part. They got to still go out there and play ball on Sunday. But, I'm not surprised at all. When you look at the doctors just didn't clear him, as he said, and also, you know, Terry McLaurin with the quad injury, it's just something that, you know, maybe you don't want to rush him back. We talked earlier this week about that, you know, that missing all that training camp, that could be an issue with those soft tissue muscles as far as hamstring and quads, calves. But, yeah, right now, on paper, the Falcons should have the advantage because they don't have their starting quarterback.
Well, there you go. And obviously, Falcons starting quarterback needs to play a little bit better than he did. We'll talk more about the Falcons when we get to 120. We're going to go through the Falcons. Keys to the game, as always. But right now, as we do every Friday at 12:40, we will get to our picks against the spread.
Nobody
exactly running away with it here, Randy. Big week for you.
Really?
No, sorry. Big week for Andy, oh, okay. Kind of. I guess. We're all doing terrible. Andy last week went 3-1. He's 8-8. Bo at 2-2 is also now 8-8. Randy, you went 2-2. You're 7-8-1. I went 2-2, and I'm 7-9. So look, it's early. We're still figuring out the teams, you know, figuring out what we want to do. But I'm pretty sure I'm going 4-0 this week. So we'll see if you guys can match it.
We'll see. Andy goes first. So
Andy does go first. And despite multiple attempts to acquire his picks.
He didn't text you his tip?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, he did not.
He knows better. He just wants to mess with you. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like
I will attempt to secure them over the course of the day.
All right, so I'm gonna go with BYU -6.5 versus Colorado. Prime does not know what he wants to do with his damn quarterbacks. I'm always gonna go with Iowa State. Iowa State -5.5 versus Arizona. Chargers -6.5 versus the Giants, and give me Green Bay -6.5 versus the Cowboys.
I probably shouldn't be doing this, but it's a game we have to win. I believe we have the healthier quarterback because we don't even know if Austin Simmons is going to play in this one either. Give me LSU +1.5 at Ole Miss. See if the luck can favor the bold a little bit. I also love the fact that Whit Weeks or that Lane Kiffin's daughter is going to be on the LSU sideline, hopefully. So.
No, she's not.
She has to be.
No.
She has to support her man.
Wow.
Got to be, right?
Probably.
Hey, and then, yeah, I also like that number. Give me Washington plus 7.5 versus OSU. And then I think the Bears are going to go into Vegas and get them another one. Give me the Bears plus 1.5 road dogs at the Raiders. And I'm all the way in on Green Bay, and I hope that they just leave Dak just smeared all over the field on Sunday night. Give me Packers minus 6.5 at the Cowboys.
I'm going to take Notre Dame minus 4.5 against Arkansas. I don't feel as great about that pick now that Randy says they got to be careful. But it was the first line that jumped out at me, so there you go. I'm also going to take Georgia minus 3 against Alabama. Look, anytime the line's under a field goal, I'm just kind of taking who I think is going to win the game, and we'll see what happens there. Could be by 4, could be by 7, could be by more. I really like Georgia and the situation that they're walking into. I think it's a wake-up call for Daniel Jones, Randy. I'm going to take the Rams minus 3.5 in this one.
Probably.
And then we talked about it. I'm not taking Jackson Dart in his first career start against a team as good as the Chargers. This line, I caught at 6.5, and so that's what we got. We got Chargers minus 6.5 there. I'm with you on that one. You had that one as well. So those are my picks. We'll work to get Andy's. I have a plan if we don't, so all will be well.
You have a plan?
Yeah, I'm going to make him pick one extra game over the next 4 weeks to get back into – because I don't want to have to do percentage points here. I just want to look at the schedule and rankings and know where we stood.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to have him over the next month, if I don't get his picks, pick one extra game each week.
He's so got it mathed out so that at the end of the season we all have the same number of picks.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't like that plan?
Mathed out.
Mathed out.
You don't like that plan?
Not really, but
I thought I was really happy with that one.
I mean, hey, I'm not the one that got to record stuff. You don't want to got to record everything. So whatever makes it easier for you, handle it.
I'll tell you what would make it easier if he just sent me four picks.
That would make it easier.
For this week would be ideal. Yes. That'd be
and
best.
It could come down in any minute.
It could. It could. Picks Against the Spread brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. And with those picks done, let's go ahead and welcome in Bo Johnson for the Back Page. Hello, Bo.
Thursday Night Football last night, so I'm sure that – so, Abe, you actually sent us one of these, but there were there were two, you know, they're in Seattle. You know, Russell Wilson's going to come up. And, wow, these guys were not kind to Russ. So here's Tony Gonzalez with his thoughts on Russell Wilson and his legacy.
If ever there was somebody who played himself out of a Hall of Fame, it's Russell Wilson.
Really?
And I say that because look at what's happened ever since he left Seattle. When he was in Seattle, he was the man. He was making these good plays. He won a Super Bowl, went to two of them. But as soon as he left there, he went to Denver, signed that big old deal. They paid him $39 million to leave. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays there 1 year. There, he's out of there. Now he goes here and has three games. I just don't know if it's going to get any better, and I don't want to see him on a sideline holding a clipboard.
Well, you know what? It just seems like...
Is that whole legacy Hall of Fame thing, can you really destroy your career that way? That's what they say about Andrew Jones going to the Yankees.
I think more than anything, you can destroy it by doing dumb stuff. I mean, I think Russ will get it eventually one of these days, but it's crazy to me how it's... And I love me some Tony Damn Gonzalez. How him and all the other guys are saying it like that. Like, I've never seen a guy ruin...
Like he's tarnished
like
his career.
Like he's tarnished his damn career or something. It got old.
So here's the more surprising one to me, and I don't guess maybe it could be because we all know that Russ has rubbed people the wrong way. Here's one by Sherm.
Oh yeah,
used to be teammates, but apparently, you know, there's some bad blood there apparently still. So
I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8. 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback, I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Well, honestly,
I think the wins, Super Bowl didn't, but Russ was really good after. And the biggest thing with that team was everybody wanted to get paid. And the Seattle did the right thing, which all organizations do. You pick the franchise quarterback over the cornerback, over the safety, over Marshawn, and that's what they did. Now, eventually, you know, he was on a perfectly built team, and they had a perfectly built team because he was on a third-round contract. But Seattle's biggest downfall was the age, Cam getting hurt, and everybody wanted to get paid. That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we also had some trouble on the field last night. So I'm sure y'all saw, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba gets called for a questionable holding penalty, and he definitely thought it was questionable. We couldn't hear exactly what was said on the field because when they air a broadcast, it's on a delay, but instead of adding, like, bleeps, they just kind of silence it. But they did point out how the umpire was looking at JSN like he was disappointed in him, like he was about to ground his kid. Well, here's the sound from the video.
Down. It's right in front of the ball carrier.
Offense.
Oh.
Offense number 11. Oh. 10-yard penalty.
Be
still
careful.
First down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on Prime. Right? They can cuss on there, right?
I think technically maybe you can, but it's still a family. They rate it. It's rated family.
I don't think. Okay. Well, I took that not as, hey, you can't curse on our airwaves. More as like, the referee, the official, definitely heard you curse and call that call nonsense. What is the allowance for that, Randy?
Everybody's done that before. Everybody's went to referees.
But most people chirp at referees. They just don't know that they're mic'd up.
Yeah. You said it all the time.
From the referee was that he knew he was mic'd up and that probably went out? Or was he really just like, hey, man, you can't. It's not like a balls and strikes where he could just toss him?
Yeah, they're not going to toss him. He's going to look like he's crazy. Like, what'd you say? I said, that's some you know what. You know, but it's not one of the things where as long as he ain't pointing and berating him, you can say what
right.
You can call
looking at him whenever he's
yeah, you can say that. Just don't call him no crazy name or nothing. We're going crazy name.
So TMZ catches up to Mark Wahlberg, and they ask him if they want to have a quadruple date with Bill and his girlfriend. And Mark actually kind of agrees with it, but then he actually, and I'm glad Abe's here for this one because I want to get your take on it. Remember after Sean Payton was suspended for the whole season, they made a movie about what he did in the offseason. Right. They picked Kevin James.
Yeah, they didn't try. Yeah, they didn't try with that casting. That,
maybe he was just the executive producer, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll do it."
And I like Kevin James, but they like very clearly were like,
"Not a great.
We're not gonna even try to get him to look like Sean Payton.
No, not at all.
We're just gonna have him play Sean Payton."
So here's TMZ catching up to Mark Wahlberg.
Mark, we got to ask you.
Very unapologetic.
Bill Belichick, everyone's talking about his girlfriend. She's pretty hot. Would you be open to double dating with him and her?
Well, if Bill wants to go to dinner with his girlfriend and my wife, that's no problem, but I want to play Bill in a movie.
Oh, that's a big one.
Sure.
How would Mark Wahlberg look in any movie about Bill Belichick?
Not good at all.
He'd have to put like a big suit on, right?
Yeah, put a big suit on. When Bill and Jordan, they were on the cover of Vanity Fair or something recently?
They were on the cover of Us Weekly,
I think. Us Weekly or something like that, yeah.
That's a weird thing. Like, they didn't pose for that picture. It was taken from a different shoot, and they didn't sit down for an interview. It was just Us Weekly taking the liberty of writing an article that neither of them agreed to, and everyone thinks they sat down and did an interview. That's not really how it worked. Wahlberg wore a... Like, he'd have to go, like, with a Johnny Depp black mask fat suit, right?
Yeah, to play Bill? Yeah.
I mean, even to play young Bill, he would probably have to have a big man suit, right?
I mean, like...
Did they just throw him in there as Bill Belichick with no aesthetics or no cosmetics?
But it'd be so crazy, because, you know, like, Tom Brady would probably have a cameo in it or something. Somehow.
You know what I want? Because Wahlberg is so into showing you what he does for a role to get physically prepared. This is like the inverse.
Get fat on him?
Yeah.
Like actually get fat?
Like he does all the cheat meals that he does, but he does it without waking up at 2:30 in the morning to work out.
Right.
And he just it's his process to like, go the other way.
If Mark Wahlberg method acts Bill Belichick, that'd be Oscar worthy if the movie was any relevancy of good.
I don't think it would be.
What, be a good movie?
Yeah, I don't think it would be a good movie.
Probably not. I mean, a movie about Bill Belichick, how good can it be?
Nah.
It's not like he's had very much controversy in his life, never really gone to jail or anything. All the controversy was on the football field. Nobody really cares to hear about, you know, Spygate anymore. So,
do you think he won it done?
Bill, at UNC?
Sure.
I do, too.
Fine. But I don't even know if it's going to be his choice.
But I don't think it's going to be his choice. And I damn sure don't think North Carolina wants his son there.
Well, you know what that buyout dropped to.
It's like $1 million
now. $1 million.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.